Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am Kate Romero, your host for Spiritual Hollywood, and I'd like to thank Don Newsome over at bbsradio.com for hosting and giving us such a wonderful platform to raise consciousness using Hollywood. I have for my guest this evening my own personal nutritionist and a fantastic, beautiful woman, Feline Condola Butcher. And she is the administrative director and founder of Nutricon.com. Go ahead and pull that up on your computers, www.nutricon.com. She is an expert nutritional consultant and got into the business of diet and supplementation over 25 years ago with a true love of helping people and helping them lead better lives through better nutrition. And she realized early on that each human being is unique simply in that they should, of what they should and should not eat or put into their bodies. And she's a firm believer in the saying, let food be your medicine and let medicine be your food. Recent developments in science and technology, such as the success of the Human Genome Project, have allowed her to employ and incorporate that idea to create tailored and individual dietary supplement programs to meet each person's unique needs regarding which foods and supplements will give them the greatest benefit. And I just have to tell you that since meeting Feline and the Wellness Center, the Studio City Wellness Center, my energy level has just gone off the charts, through the roof, and I'm a very, very busy person with, I think I've created 6 businesses for myself, and I run them all myself, and she keeps me so full of energy and so healthy all the time that I just had to have her on my show and bless my listeners with her information and what she has going on. She is a nutritionist to the stars, as I like to call her, and without further ado, I'm going to bring on Feline Condola Butcher. Hello, Feline.
Hi, Katie.
Hello. Thank you for joining me this evening.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, I've been looking forward to this for, gosh, since we made the date. Would you mind telling our listeners just a little bit about your background?
Well, you know, you pretty much said it. You know, I've been in the business of nutrition for 25 years.
Mm-hmm. And where are you from?
I'm originally from Germany. I grew up, like, near Munich.
Mm-hmm.
And even when I was younger, you know, I was very athletic. I actually competed. I did pentathlon.
Mm-hmm.
And I always enjoyed, like, good food, and I was never into drinking and smoking and drugs and things like that, and
mm-hmm.
my job always was pretty much, even when I was little, I remember when I was 7, 8 years old, I already, you know, helped people out with their health and, you know, all kinds of stuff, so.
When you were 7 or 8 years old?
Yes, I had a very unique experience, you know, of course, boys, I moved from a little, you know, I grew up actually outside Munich in a little village,
mm-hmm.
and when I was like 6 years old, I moved to Münster, which is in the northern of Germany.
Mm.
And there was this one girl who was very, very, very skinny. And she essentially, unfortunately, passed away. And it was also my first moment of realizing how fleeting life can be.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very skinny. But boys used to tease her. You know, I'm a tall woman. I'm a 6-foot blonde woman.
Yes, gorgeous too.
So I was like already like in charge then of taking care of people somehow, you know. And I always walked her to school because I hated that the boys were teasing her.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, and I never forget standing. I know this, you know, sounds weird, but at the casket and, you know, pondering over life, and it changed my life actually, you know, and in many ways spiritually. So.
Right, right. I can imagine that did, and. It's ironic, I had a very similar experience when I was a young girl. A classmate of mine who was a very dear friend suddenly died, and he wasn't at school, and I didn't know why. Next thing I know, I'm going to this place called a funeral parlor, and he's laying in a casket in a suit and sleeping. And I had that same feeling at the same time that life is so fleeting. And he was here just a couple of days before, and now he was not going to come back. And that was a huge, huge awakening for me as well. So thank you for sharing that. I could see how that would bring forth your nurturing and your caring spirit and want to. You're a really great guardian angel, Feline, yourself. I really feel you are, because you have like a sixth sense about you, a very intuitive nature about you. regarding what a person needs. I know that in my couple of meetings with you for my own nutritional needs, you just were so spot on. It's like you can just read people. You can read what they need. Would you like to talk a little bit about that, or do you feel that way about yourself?
Thanks very much for the compliment. I think one of the, you know, when I've probably been in front of 10,000 people,
mm-hmm.
you know, and patients and clients in all these years, and I take my time, as you know. You know,
mm-hmm.
Everybody knows I beat to my own drum.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, I can see a person's, you know, you can look at their skin and you can see if the skin is not vibrant. You can see the amount of life force even within the skin structure.
Mm-hmm.
When people have kind of a little bit more of a gray skin, you know there's something a little bit going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's almost like you can compare it to a smoker's skin.
Mm.
You know how people have like that gray overlay when they smoke?
Oh, yeah.
And then when they stop smoking, you know, it takes about 3, 6, 9 months and the lungs clear up. And suddenly you look at them and you think they had a facial. They didn't have a facial.
Yeah.
It's just the carbon, you know, kind of the same oxygen, the same life energy is not there.
Mm-hmm.
But I've also unfortunately seen it when people are more sick, you know, when people have like more kind of autoimmune problems or even with cancer, you know, they get really, really, the life force leaps and you can feel it, you can see it, you know. Not that I know everything and, you know, that sort of thing, but you can get a feeling for the person. And but also, you know, I'm a technician at the same time. As much as you use your intuition and what the patient, you know, I have a very extensive questionnaire that people fill out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get a very good picture on the type of things that they complain about, whether it's a digestive tract or, the general feeling allergies or patterns or family history. And as you know, I also do genetic nutrition in the sense of, you know, here at the clinic we run now since the last 6 years. We were actually the first ones that were offered on the West Coast to run these genetic tests because, you know, we are very progressive as far as people really wanting to predict disease because, you know, I don't believe in disease, right?
Right,
you know,
yeah.
It's not from a spiritual standpoint and not from a physical standpoint because you are what you eat.
Mm-hmm.
And you are, you know, the designer of your own life. So your happiness is equally important, right?
Well, yeah, dis-ease is just an emotional imbalance.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, it's like, I don't know if anybody out there has seen the extended version of the movie What the Bleep Do We Know?
Mm.
And yeah, I don't know if you ever saw it. It's quite extraordinary. I mean, I've been also studying quantum physics for the last 34 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, happiness, with what you do in your life. See, I'm another lucky person in respect of what I do. I love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I love helping people. And I facilitate people in many ways. And nutrition is just one of them. Sometimes I wind up being, you know, I had recently a couple of young people and they were really in a dilemma in the real estate, and I just had a friend of mine, she was an agent, I said, you got to help them out. You know, they're like upside down, and you do what you do to help that person have a happier life also. Or when people have a job that they hate and continuously go into a job that they don't like, that's another issue, right?
Oh, yes.
And I go like, you know what, you can't do something you don't like, and every day you have a hate energy in your body about what you do,
mm-hmm.
you know. So that's the psychological, that's the happiness part, and when I see that, I'm blunt, right?
Yes, you are. I love that about you.
I go like, you know what? You're not doing the right thing.
Well, you know, having a session with you, an interview with you, it's like I feel like I've just had the most amazing time with a very good friend, and we laugh, and we get revelations, and we feed off each other, and you come up with this wonderful plan, and after our interview, next thing I know, you're writing out the supplements that would be best for whatever I came in for, and in short order, I am completely restored. And a lot of that is your energy has a healing quality to it, Feline, and I just soak that up like a sponge.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes,
I try
you.
Very much. I love people.
I know you
I love,
do,
love,
and you're
I
a
love.
Great person, and gosh, beauty and brains, you're a triple threat.
Yeah, but I'm 6 foot tall, so
that makes you a triple threat. No, I love tall. I just think that you're a triple threat in the best way possible. You are a spiritual warrior, S.
Yeah,
that's a word. I think I just made up a word.
Warrior.
For your S. But we have at your wellness center is Dr. Charles Law.
Yep.
And he's a fantastic doctor. I just love him, love him. And you have Dr. Hei Kung Cantley. I hope I'm not slaughtering her name. And she is an acupuncturist.
Yes.
You have Dr. Terry Rich, who's put my hip back in place a few times, chiropractor.
Yep.
And Danielle Rothschild, who's the endermologist.
Oh, my gosh. She's actually in here with me because I said, you know what? If somebody wanted to have a taste of what we do in the clinic, she's probably the epitome of it. You know, I actually met her 15 years ago, and I don't even remember what I helped her with. But then I didn't see her for a long while, and then about maybe 3 years ago, she had been in big trouble, and she called me. She said, Celine, I just have been diagnosed with lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, connective tissue disease, and what else? Fibromyalgia.
Whoa.
And I go like, oh, my God, okay? And she had already been sick for how long had she been sick? Like a couple, 2.5 years, and she was all drugged out and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She actually had taken herself off medicines. And she said, Feline, you know, when I remember who was the last person who ever really truly helped me was you. So she plumped herself in front of me, and she says, you got to help me. I think you're the only one who can do this with me. And we did. You know, it was a very tough journey. She burned every day. You know, the symptoms were really, really quite gross.
Mm-hmm.
And she also lost, by the way, 85 pounds in a year and a half or something like that.
Oh.
And she changed her diet because, remember, I don't believe in disease. She had a disease that had to do with eating the wrong food. She also was in a job that she really didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, after 1 year and 3 months, she became completely diagnostically symptom-free.
Mm-hmm.
And all her blood tests are negative. You know,
and
it was a long journey. So she works for us now. She does a wonderful thing called enemology,
mm-hmm.
which you would love.
Tell me about that.
For all the women out there.
Yeah.
It's the only approved machine, by the way, that is approved for fibromyalgia, for pain.
I had fibromyalgia. I'm doing much better now since seeing you.
Yeah. No, it's also diet.
Mm-hmm.
So what actually happened when they developed this machine in France originally, they did it on athletes, and I call it like a vacuum cleaner.
A vacuum cleaner?
Because it has kind of a suction in it, and
yes.
It rolls over your body,
uh-huh.
And it kind of picks up the skin, and what it does, it amazingly increases blood circulation.
Wow.
And it takes the pain out. And what she noticed, because she now, of course, has people with fibromyalgia, or she has people that it originally was really meant for cellulite.
Oh.
And it's amazing. You know, I've had tons of treatment myself, and it really tightens you up. But
mm-hmm.
also, it relieves all these pains and aches.
Hmm.
And then when that happens, you know, she has some success stories. I couldn't believe it. They go like, I'm not depressed anymore. I'm so much more happy, and, you
mm-hmm.
know, all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because it flushes the lymphatic system, because this vacuum cleaner kind of picks up the skin very deep and kind of helps to move toxins and chemicals out, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So can you imagine, you can do something, you get oxygen in the body, you know, gets rid of the cellulite, makes your skin smooth, helps.
Well, I think I'm booking an appointment, like, right away. That sounds pretty good to me. Well, I want to ask this question of you, Feline. And I'm sure you know this, and of course you do, but I know that when women especially, we've really stepped into the role of being men, because we're more and more taking on more and more responsibilities, and we're asking for it, of course, and we're getting it. And, you know, in families, both the husband and the wife work, and the wife comes home and takes care of the children, and the husband takes care of the children. But for women in particular, being multitaskers, we tend to burn out our adrenals because of the adrenaline rushes that go through us constantly of getting this next thing done and doing 9 things at once. So would endermology help with that?
You know what? In all fairness, no.
What would help with that?
I would not recommend it for that.
Okay.
For that, I would, you know, if I saw that somebody is completely stretched to the rubber band,
yeah.
Remember, there has to be always the emotional aspect. You look at somebody going like, you know what? You have something missing in your life, and
mm-hmm.
that's the word no.
Yeah.
Big capital L's. And
yeah.
I actually usually have patients actually do a little exercise. I said, you know what? You can't see yourself say no, and we women suffer from that because we are caretakers, we are facilitators, we you know, historically cook, we take care of the kids' health,
mm-hmm.
you know, And now we also go to work, so we now have everything on our plate.
Yeah.
So I have them do a little exercise. I said, I want you to stand in front of a mirror and watch yourself say no.
How's that go?
It's kind of, you know, I did this once. I used to not be able to say no a long time ago.
Yeah.
You know, and next thing you know, you get like 10 other jobs on top of everything else, and you burn out. So I go like, you know what, Feline, you cannot say no. What the heck is the matter with you? You're a 6-foot woman. Everybody thinks you're like this strong person, but you can't say no, you know? So when I stood in front of the mirror, I felt quite silly. You should try that sometimes. It's really...
Yeah.
And you go like, no, 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 no.
With a question mark.
So anyhow, so I said to people, you know, you need to just to sit down and see what should you say no to. Mm-hmm. Which are the things you say yes to and you don't really want to, but you do it for some kind of automatic, you know, automaticity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't step back and think for a minute.
Knee jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the same moment. Do you remember this movie that Julia Roberts was in, The Runaway Bride?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
Right? And because sometimes we don't step, and there was this thing, she was running away from everybody, and there was this one thing that I never forget in the show, where she was finally with the right guy, and he said to her, so how would you like to have your eggs for the morning? Because all the other guys that she ran away from, they said, well, I want them boiled, I want this.
Mm-hmm.
She never got to think on her own what it is that she really wants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think we as women need to sometimes step back and like, is what is it that I want right now? You know what I mean? What is my priority? You know, what makes me happy? Because when a woman is more happy, you know, women already automatically know how to give, right? We give here, we give there.
Mm-hmm.
But if we are empty, right, if we become empty vessels because we give too much, you know, then we don't have the same love to give, do you know?
Yes. And the so one thing that we could really, really benefit from learning more than anything is learning how to graciously receive.
Yes, that's another thing. You're absolutely right.
Yes.
You know, absolutely, absolutely right.
I'm learning to receive, and oh my goodness, is my life absolutely becoming extraordinary every single day. I've learned to receive. I went to actually a seminar recently called the Queen Course, and what I learned there was how to receive, and that balance is my number one noble quality. And when I have balance, I have ecstasy, joy, and vitality. But without balance, I don't have any of those things. So I've now reorganized my money, energy, and time around giving me things that give me balance and learning to receive. And I am not the same person you last saw a few weeks ago from this. And also in the seminar, we had to say to each other, I need, the word I need. You had trouble saying no. I couldn't say the words I need. I cried. I cried. I cried. I choked on them. I couldn't say them until, and I kept saying, trying and trying and trying with the person I was working with until I was able to say I need and laugh and giggle while I said I need and to mean it. And it was an extraordinary experience. So you're very, very right about standing in the mirror and saying no. When you're somebody who is a pleaser, you know, for lack of a better term, and somebody who's been taught to give so selflessly that they have no self left.
Exactly.
And you can't.
You can't burn yourself out.
No.
It is about balance, you know. It's a give and a take. And when that balance, if the energy, the flow goes too long in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, some people only take two, right? They're good needers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even they're unhealthy in a way because they're not giving. See, so it is the balance between give and take.
Yes.
You know, and when that imbalance is, you know, you need to, you know, rearrange, you know, your balance. You know, if you say I need this, you know, fine, you know, and then maybe you need too much, and then you have to learn also how to give. I've met people that haven't given enough.
Yes.
You know, they just take, and I go like, you know what, your life won't be right because you need to learn how to give.
Balance is everything.
Balance is everything.
Yeah, I have a phrase of, it takes more generosity to receive than it does to give, but balance is key. So I would like to just give our listeners an example of some other services that you offer there. That would be what we were just discussing, which was endermology.
Yep, that's for cellulite and for...
And for the blood circulation and energy and feeling restored and vitality, the endermology would be good for that, correct?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I actually, one of my big benefits from it was when I exercised, I didn't sweat quite as much anymore. It was interesting. You know, also, as you know, I'm 55 and I'm going through changes, you know, hormonally.
Mm-hmm.
And after endomology, I started sweating like amazingly. So it really, I could really for myself go like, oh my God, it really increased my circulation.
Wow.
And also, you know how you're on the arms, you get that crinkly little thing when you're at this particular age?
Yeah.
And so one morning I was sitting in the staff meeting and I screamed. I go like, oh my God, oh my God. And everybody goes like, what? And I go, look at my arms, look at my arms. You know, my cellulite isn't there. You know, my skin is smooth. So
I definitely have to book a session or a bunch of them. I just saw myself on I was a talk show host on a show called Spiritually Speaking, which actually airs tomorrow night at 7 o'clock if anybody cares to watch on Time Warner cable access. And I wore a dress. And I don't know why I wore a dress. Something just said wear a dress. And I wore a dress, and I was so, because I don't often wear a dress because I had become a man and didn't know it. So I was a man in a dress. And I was sitting there going, oh, how do I wear this dress? And I was trying to keep my knees together, for the camera was right on me. And as I was trying to keep my knees together, my feet were all askew like I was 3 years old. And I watched myself on the show, and I noticed that I had these little dimply things on my legs that didn't used to be there before. And I'm like, am I just stuck with that for the rest
no.
of my life?
No, you're not. I tell you, this is absolutely amazing stuff. It contours the body. It reduces the appearance of the cellulite.
I'm so there.
No, it is so wonderful.
Yeah.
Seriously. And this one thing that's also unique, you know, you can have 10 healers. You can have 10 doctors. You can have 10 dentists. You can have, you know, other endomologists. But Danielle is unique because she has been there. She takes extra time. I mean, the quality that she brings to the treatment is remarkable.
Well, here's what I'm hearing from you, Feline, about her. Not to speak of her in a third person, but Danielle is somebody who has come through the fire, and she absolutely is living proof that these modalities work.
Absolutely.
And when
she knows the diet that I gave her works. She knows. I went beyond with her because she was so dedicated as a patient.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's remarkable how
go beyond with everybody.
I know.
I really feel you do. So, but to have somebody treat you who's been through it, it's like, you know, with anything, like for instance, I'm a life coach. I've been through so much fire that it helps me know how to walk someone else out of it.
Absolutely.
And that's what would make her a better person for this procedure rather than somebody just learning from a book and coming in and doing working the machine. She's adding her own energy to it. Everything
exactly.
is energy.
Exactly.
Everything is energy. And a very high frequency person putting their hands on you and interacting with you raises your frequency and heals you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I get that. And you also do genetic testing.
Yes, you know, one of the reasons why my philosophy is another one, other than that you heal yourself through nutrition,
mm-hmm.
Is the fact that I don't believe in disease for the thing that I believe that people are either toxic or deficient.
Yeah.
And you know my whole theory on this is, and I lecture on this actually many times, and I'm also have a deanship at a university coming up in January, and I'll be teaching it to psychoneurologists. But, you know, we do genetic testing on the liver that tells me if a person is a good or a bad detoxifier.
Mm.
You know, think of the liver having about 500 enzymes. Enzymes are like kind of catalysts that prompt chemical reactions. Well, 150 of these enzymes are in charge of getting rid of toxins.
Mm-hmm.
Come to find out, different enzymes are in charge of different types of toxins, like one enzyme is in charge of getting rid of pesticides. Another one is in charge of, you know, handling medical drugs. Another one is in, and so on, you know, like heavy metals, alcohol, caffeine, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we can test, I can literally test. Sometimes people can even have genes missing in the enzymes.
Mm.
And so if you have, for example, a gene missing that's in charge of heavy metals like mercury when you eat fish or, you know, you eat out of tin cans and, you know, you might get over tin toxicity or even colloidal silver. You know, we had a case in here that had way too much colloidal silver all the time and became toxic with silver and had like a blue skin. And, of course, heavy metals also affect you psychologically tremendously. Mm-hmm. You know, get a little bit on the crazy side, you know.
Well, yeah, it also is a trigger for creating Alzheimer's, is it not?
Yep, absolutely. So is aluminum.
Yes.
You know, we drink out of aluminum cans. So
and aluminum chloride in deodorant can even cause it.
Absolutely. Titanium, right? Antimony.
Mm-hmm.
Thallium, we found, like, with hair loss, lots of thallium. Had, like, a famous actress, you know, that lost her hair because it took me a while to figure out it was thallium poisoning.
Wait, what kind of poisoning?
Thallium. That's T-H-A-L-L-I-U-M. It's more common, actually, in India. It's
uh-huh.
because they don't have the same cleanliness in the water system that we have, even though I don't still think it's great here, but it's certainly better than the third world.
Right, right.
You know?
Uh-huh.
But just imagine you have the gene missing in the enzyme that helps you get rid of heavy metals. You don't even have it.
Hmm.
Okay? This actually happened to me many, many years ago. I've always been, you know, I've been a nutrition since I'm 21 and I'm 55.
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't imagine that in my late 30s, suddenly I felt really tired. I felt more emotional than usual, couldn't handle criticism, you know, all sorts of things. I became and fatigued. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't put my head over the pillow.
Mm-hmm.
And it took me a while to figure out what happened. Well, what I had done, I started eating fish every other day. And I didn't know at that time, of course, that I didn't have the genes that, you know, the enzyme wasn't functioning for me that helps me get rid of heavy metals.
Right, the mercury from the fish.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So when I figured out that I was mercury toxic, and this was in a time, you know, 17, 18 years ago, nobody really talked about this stuff.
Right.
And so, anyways, I went through a whole journey. I think that's why I became also partially dedicated for myself. I couldn't believe I wasn't the same person. I couldn't believe how mind-altering those molecules are.
Right.
And then when I got rid of it, you know, one of the things that Dr. Law and myself and the center is doing, we are, you know, heavy metal experts, and
yes.
we do chelation therapy, as you know.
I do it myself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just the results emotionally and physically are just absolutely amazing.
Oh, I if I could just speak on that, being somebody who has been doing chelation for a year now, and I'll just share with the listeners a little background of why I do it. My father died of a heart attack when I was 3 years old. He was 57. It was a sudden fatal heart attack. And I had my blood work done with Dr. Law when I came in a year ago. And he said, I'm just not only one of the most healthy women that he's ever seen, but for my age group, I might be one of the most healthy women. And I said, well, do we have all the blood tests back yet? And he goes, oh, we've got all of them except one. But when that one comes in, we'll call you and tell you the results. I said, great. So I skipped out of there feeling like, you know, I'm invincible. I'm just, you know, so healthy that, wow, that just felt so good. And I didn't inherit my father's heart situation, have a predisposition for any kind of heart disease. And then he calls me about a week later. He goes, Kate? I go, yeah. He goes, we got the blood test back. And I said, okay. So talk to me about that. And, you know, I'm all happy. And he goes, well, you've got triple the risk of heart disease of an average person based on this blood test. And I'm like, holy moly. I had to sit down. I was like, what? What? He goes, yeah, that's what's so. But you're so healthy in every other way. It's true for everyone but you. And I said, what can I do, though? What can I do? I need to live a very long time. I have much, much, much work to do in this world. And he said, well, we could do chelation. And I said, okay, great. What's that? And my friend had already told me about chelation. And I said, how will that help me in my situation? And I was given all the information of that. It will remove the heavy metals in my blood, and it will. It's like Drano, basically.
Well, what it actually does? It's kind of... You know, when you have, there's a wonderful thing that I watched recently where they show how inside the arteries, when you have hardening of the arteries, which is calcium deposits, but think of calcium like a rock, right? It's not smooth, right? It's kind of edgy, right? And now think of that you have this calcium deposit, this rocky, sharpy, not smooth-looking thing on the side of the walls of the arteries, right? And here the bloodstream. You know, the blood is supposed to flow nice and smooth through there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And as it grows more and more, think of it like if you had a pipe and you had, like, oxidation and deterioration in these old iron pipes, and now you try to flush toilet paper through there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of gets stuck on the side, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then suddenly it clogs up because it's not smooth anymore, see?
Mm-hmm.
So if you put actually Teflon in there and those old pipes and you smooth it over and now you put the toilet paper in there, now it flows nicely, see what
mm-hmm.
I mean? And so what chelation does, it's like the Teflon.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of smooths those lesions out. Suddenly the rock is really smooth.
Mm-hmm.
You may not be able to totally remove the rock. There's actually a new technology, by the way, which is in research. There's actually a way to do it because it has to do with nanobacteria.
Mm.
Actually, two Swedish guys, they were nominated a few years back for the Nobel Prize on this. They found nano is like the smallest unit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they found the bacteria that, what actually happened, they made a mistake in a laboratory, and they had like a piece of glass there, you know, where you do have these little dishes. And they were like, oh, my God, there's like a calcium deposit on there.
Mm-hmm.
But the experiment didn't call for calcium. They couldn't understand how calcium got on this piece of glass. So what they did, they actually set out to find a microscope, and they had to find one of those superpower microscopes. And when they went in, like, I forgot how many times they magnified it, I think 100,000 times, then they found underneath the calcium a little bit of slime, like mucus.
Mm.
Well, remember, mucus only forms when there's some living organism present.
Right, right.
Right? It's
like algae.
Yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Or like penicillin. You know how they find penicillin
yes.
on the door?
On my bread in my refrigerator. Because I forget to eat it.
So they go like, oh, my God. And then they had to super magnify it even further. That's when they found that actually nanobacteria create the calcium deposit. And my theory, and this is a personal theory that I have,
mm-hmm.
is when people have, of course, everybody's heard about inflammation.
Yeah.
When you eat foods that inflame you, right,
mm-hmm.
that are inflammatory, they kind of create damage on the walls of the arteries. And then these nanobacteria trying in a not a correct way to respond, like a reactive way without thinking to respond,
mm-hmm.
to handle and repair it. But in the way they do it is forming these calcium deposits.
Mm-hmm.
So... But anyways, chelation helps a lot because it's like a Teflon, your Drano, your...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and it also has a side benefit of making you look younger.
Oh, absolutely does.
Yeah.
I mean, it's amazing. We, not just that, Dr. Law had just somebody, he was telling at a staff meeting, we had a patient that had, I forgot like how it exactly went, like had congestion and all kinds of stuff, and
mm-hmm.
you know, they wanted to give him bypass surgery, and he had within 5 treatments could breathe better,
mm-hmm.
better circulation, better energy, look better. I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's really amazing what it can do.
And then they didn't need surgery. In many cases, a person who does chelation therapy does not, after all, have to have
Thank
the
you.
Bypass surgery. Is that correct?
Absolutely. It's bypassing mm-hmm. the bypass.
Yes, and there's a book out called How to Stay 40 Forever, correct, about chelation therapy?
No, I think it's called Bypassing the Bypass.
And there's another one, too, How to Stay 40 Forever
okay.
by using chelation therapy.
Perfect.
And, you know, when I first started, I was doing it, I had very small veins, and I wanted to do it about 3 times a week to begin, but I did it twice a month to begin for probably 4 months, and then I just reduced down to once a month, and that seems to maintain me very well. And I noticed that... you know, being a woman near your age myself, which is just, I call it regenopause. We, instead of producing the egg, we become the egg. You know, the hot flashes and that sort of thing. And Terry, your nurse there, tells me that she's never heard of it before, but every time I get chelation, I don't get hot flashes anymore.
Well, that's I would not say that I hear that routinely.
Uh-huh.
I know that when I get women to exercise
uh-huh.
and lose weight
uh-huh.
and put them on, you know, homeopathic type substances, you know, then that's more realistic for me personally.
Right,
you know,
and I'm doing that
I've
too.
I've had like hundreds of women right now going through this in my office. Like, there's an epidemic of baby boomers.
Yes, exactly. And you know, it's like I just... really, really believe that time of our life is a time for productivity, not a time to give up and think it's all over now. I think it's a time of rebirth.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
I have more women, okay, that come here in their late 40s and early 50s, and we put them on these programs. They lose weight. They look, as a matter of fact, Danielle, I mean, she lost 85 pounds. We have had somebody this year that lost 140 pounds.
Fantastic.
You know, somebody else, her husband, lost 85 pounds.
Mm.
I had somebody earlier today, she lost 60 pounds. I mean...
Brand new people.
People
yeah.
feel better. But you have to be dedicated. You know, nothing comes from nothing.
You've got to put in the work, you know? Yeah, when you get to be this place in life, this age in life, and age is a number, but you tend to want to start taking care of yourself because there's a phrase that People who live a long time say, if I knew I would live this long, I would have taken better care of myself.
Exactly.
And you can start that right now, this very minute, absolutely today. And I want to give your website out again. It's www.nutricon.com. Pull that up and check out where you can find the Studio City Wellness Center. There's a big clue in the title because it says Studio City. And it's a wonderful facility, brand new building, great facility, excellent people, wonderful care that you get there. It's just the building practically glows. I'm very lucky that I live like two blocks away from there. I locked my keys in my apartment one day when I had an appointment for chelation at your place, and I ended up walking, and I was like so grateful I live so close.
Hey, and you got exercise out of
it. I sure did. It was great. And another thing that you guys do over there is a hyperbaric therapy kind of thing.
Mild hyperbaric oxygen therapy. That's another really amazing thing.
What does that do, Philly?
Okay, let me give you somebody that we've been right now, a young man at 24, had a stroke.
No.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow.
He was on the East Coast. He was going to college, and he was in a coma, I don't know for how many days. I knew his parents for many years, for like 20 years, and they called me right away, and I said, you know, you got to get him an oxygen tank. Mm-hmm. Well, he was not able where he was to have a tank available, and he really couldn't remember anything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's and not walk properly and all this kind of stuff. So, anyways, he's here now. Just to give you a taste of it, what was really amazing, it actually blew my mind. We keep really good track of what happens with each of these treatments. Usually, normally, it takes about maybe, I said to the parents, I think he might need like 60, 80 treatments. This is not something that's going to go fast because of the condition he's in.
Right.
But let me tell you something. After 7, 8 treatments, now here he came in, he could not remember what he did 3 days ago.
Mm.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
He didn't remember what he did 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So his you know, if you talk to him and you ask him, okay, like the conversation was 5 minutes ago, like 5 minutes ago, what did you and I talk about was entomology, right? For
mm-hmm.
the cellulite treatments and entomology, you know, you and I remember that. He wouldn't have remembered that if it
mm-hmm.
would be, you know, more than 10 minutes.
Right.
Well, after 7, 8 treatments, he could remember 3 days.
Hmm.
See?
That's great.
Yeah, so his memory is coming back at a much more rapid rate. I would have never anticipated that.
Massive improvement.
Absolute improvement.
Well, you know.
But also, you use it for athletes. You know, we have like people that are bicycling in mountains.
Yeah.
And, you know, your performance within 6 weeks, like probably about 20 treatments, you get 10% more lung capacity.
Wow.
And so you will have more energy.
And high altitudes.
Yeah. One of my friends, she's pregnant right now, she's short of breath. You can put somebody in there in pregnancy. You know, people that have a history of smoking, right?
Mm-hmm.
It reestablishes the, you know, people that are older. Again, again, is something also that, you know, increases your circulation.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's so many uses for that. Another one is when people, like I have a woman now that she was originally diagnosed with Alzheimer's, and I go like, that doesn't feel right. And anyways, they did a SPECT scan, and they found out that she had probably multiple head injuries for some reason, but also she was very toxic, probably solvents and heavy metals.
Mm.
And, you know, as a matter of fact, hyperbaric has been used quite successful for people, you know, but Dr. Heuser actually did he's a toxicologist who did one of the original research on this. And he did the SPECT scan before and after, and of course all the behavioral changes for people that had brain damage from toxins.
Mm-hmm.
See, some toxins, not all toxins land in the brain, but they can. Remember, toxins, when they're not eliminated by the liver and via the kidneys and the urine or you sweat them out, they can also land in the brain or in the fatty tissue of your body.
Yeah, cross over the brain barrier.
Exactly. So,
wow, and chelation's very good for the. Actually, you guys do also a mercury flush at your facility right?
Yeah, we do.
And does that cross the brain barrier and get the heavy metals out of the brain, or
it depends what agent you use.
Ah,
you know, if you use an agent called EDTA, then it's something that chelates you from the brain down. If you use another agent called DMSA, that crosses the brain barrier. But in the beginning, you know, you don't want to do things that cross the brain barrier necessarily. You want to kind of get the body burden down first.
Yeah, make that the last place.
Make it
work.
Kind of the last step.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, and the first instinct would be, let's get it out of my brain first. But no, you have to bring the level down in your body first. And oftentimes, if you've got the old fillings in your teeth, that you can't really have the mercury push until you get those fillings removed, correct?
Absolutely.
Because that could have like a toxic effect.
Well, because what happens is the substance, for example, DMPS actually releases itself in the saliva. So if you were to give the shot and you still had mercury in your mouth, then it would bind, you know, from the saliva with your teeth in your mouth. And you would then swallow the saliva and then make yourself more toxic. So that would really be a mute point, you know.
Right, absolutely,
well,
that would.
Do no harm first, right?
Yes, no harm, absolutely no harm. And another thing that you do there is acupuncture.
Oh, my God, we got like two acupuncturists. Calvin, he's American Indian acupuncturist. He comes from a long line of healers.
Terrific.
He's absolutely wonderful. And then we have Hay, who has been with us also for many years. She's,
yes.
They're amazing. They're both absolutely amazing what they can do.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And the chiropractic there is Dr. Rich. And you just really attract some of the most wonderful people, Feline. Like attracts like. And the facility is just filled with such caring, energetic, wonderful, warm, humane, caring people that I've never walked in a place and felt so welcome. And you know, just walking in and sitting down in the waiting room is,
well, because Mary walks up to you and she massages you right away.
She does. She's wonderful. She's just wonderful. Every time I walk in, I can just count on that I'm going to get my shoulders relaxed.
She's so
terrific.
Sweet. She's the person that runs Dr. Rich's, you know, the whole physical therapy, chiropractic, you know, stretching and all the massages. You can do deep massage in there. And
yeah, just a beautiful spirit. Really, really lovely lady.
Oh, she
and
is.
And you also do digestive stool analysis, which is a very important thing.
Oops, we're talking about.
Pardon?
Whenever I talk to people about this digestive system. They're going like, oh, my God, okay.
Well, it's something that needs to be talked about because...
It really does.
You are what you eat, and if it's not digesting properly and going where it's supposed to go and coming out the way it's supposed to come out, and, you know, you can find out what's going on in there by this analysis. Is that correct?
Well, remember, we're coming back to the principle of toxins, right?
Yes.
I mean, as a matter of fact, a joke in my house is, okay, you know that you shake my hand, you do a stool sample kind of a thing.
I will wash my hands right away.
You know, my boys, you know, I have like two stepchildren, and I raised two boys pretty much by myself. And so they used to ask me, since I've done this 25 years, you know, and, you know, literally, it's funny, but, you know, everybody I've ever met, they need to do a stool sample because it's another part you have to clean out, right?
Of course.
Because if you don't, even if you eat the best food on planet Earth, if you don't have good bacteria and good digestive enzymes and all this stuff and have it working right, you know, you may not get the benefit of the good foods. Right?
Terrific. I know that. And it's so true. And to you know, if you're gonna practice wellness, you need to look at all of these aspects so that you can be very mindful and responsible for what's going on in your body.
Absolutely.
And today, in this world, with so much toxins around, it's very, very important to be mindful about what you're putting into your body. You need to really look, how do you want your future to show up? Do you want it to show up healthy and vibrant, or do you want it to show up, you know, having somebody have to come in and caretake you?
Oh, my God, that's absolutely... I think aging does not have to be a nightmare if you take care
of
yourself.
No, it doesn't.
You know?
And humans are the only living organism on the planet that aren't designed to die. Did you know that? It's not, we aren't programmed to die. Animals and plants are programmed to die, but humans are not. And we could live much, 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 much longer if, or when, let me say when in an optimistic way, we start taking better care of ourselves and having more purified nutrition.
We have some wonderful examples of that. You know that. I mean, you look at the people of Okinawa, which is an island off of Japan. They have been doubted as for thousands of years as the longest living people, and it's true. It's a 1.3 million population that has an average lifespan in men and women of 100.
That's terrific.
You know? And as a matter of fact, there's an institute on the island, and you know, I've read actually most of the studies, so I'm very familiar with the lifestyle of these people. And you know, here's an interesting thing, because people always, this is another thing I love, okay? Mm-hmm. Genes cause disease. Well, we now know it doesn't because of Yodel and Waterland's research.
Mm-hmm.
And as a matter of fact, they proved it actually back in Okinawa, because what they did, they followed people that came off the island and went to Hong Kong and Singapore and into Japan, into Tokyo, and followed them. And what was interesting, when they adopted a more Western lifestyle, you know, with the hamburgers and the cheese and you know what I mean, the heavy meats and, mm-hmm. you know, too much sugar and all this stuff,
right.
they got the same diseases as we have.
Of course.
You know, and when they stayed on the island, then they ate fresh fruits and vegetables and laughed and had a good social life and mm-hmm. were happy. And you know, they actually put little odometers on these people, and
mm-hmm.
they walk 10,000 steps a day,
mm-hmm.
right? And they drink tons of water and all this stuff. So you have a living example.
Yes.
And we know that those birth certificates are correct because they kept good records. So you don't have, like, some, you know, people somewhere in some mountain claiming they're 140 years old and we don't have a birth certificate.
Right.
We have that there.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's fantastic.
Yeah, you know. But coming back to the stool, I want to finish my joke.
Oh, I'm ready. Let me have it.
Hey, we've got to talk about digestion. So my boys asked me, so, you know, Mom, since on everybody, you know, you ask them for a stool sample, and I see probably an average 300 to 400 new patients a year, right, for the
mm-hmm.
clinic. And so that's 300 to 400 stool samples a year, right?
Wow.
So times 25. So I've analyzed like 7,000 stool samples.
Oh, my gosh.
So I would say I'm an expert on, and you know what? I'm not going to say the
yes.
word because I'm on the radio. They get such a kick out of that. You know, when you raise boys, you know, they tell
yes,
you all the time.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Boys love bathroom humor anyway.
Oh, they do.
They do.
You know, one time I brought like 3 books home that says urine therapy, you know, where people drink the urine. It's a very old therapy. It's been 3,000 years old.
Really?
They were in shock, and they go like, you drink your urine? I said, yeah. As a matter of fact, the truth is actually it's probably a number one treatment for acne. To drink
wow.
Now, I don't recommend it because I think people would be just jumping, you know, I'm already outrageous enough.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to drink urine, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I would rather have mine in an IV, thank you.
Well, they have done that too, you know, they have done that.
You probably have. That's so funny. I want to, at this time, Feline, before I forget, to give your phone number out. It's 800 number for anyone listening in other states or other planets. It's 866-755-9099. Again, that is 866-755-9099 for the Studio City Wellness Center. And start investigating this wonderful place and start looking into your lives about your health and your well-being, and really ask yourselves, are you planning your future to be healthy? And the best way to do that is to start a wellness program right now. And if insurance companies would just start recognizing more and more often that wellness is the way to reduce medical costs, well, they would put the medical doctors out of business. So there's a lot of politics around that. The Wellness Center is, you can find it again on the website, www.nutricon.com, NutriKon.com. And, Feline, you have some of the most wonderful supplements on the planet. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that before we go as well. I know that you're very proud of your supplements. So why don't you just give us whatever's there for you about your supplements?
Well, you know, first of all, they are pharmaceutical grade. They have like GMP standards. That means like they are manufactured in very specific plants. They're hand-picked. They're hand-designed. And they're just very, very, they're like the truly the highest quality that you can get. Because I've been in business for 25 years, so I'm not like a new kid on the block.
Right.
And so we're very proud of the various programs that we have. And also the powders that we have, you know, we have special cleansing powders, you know. Again, it's all genetically based, you know, and individualized, because remember, I don't believe that one person is exactly like the other.
Yes.
So everybody has, just think of it like this. You know, when you play the lottery, you have like 6 numbers. You know, the variations of winning is what I think, like you have a chance in 1.6 6 million to get the right numbers or something. I sent some god only number. Don't hold me to this one.
I won't.
But now think of you have 26,000 genes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you have 100,000 polymorphisms that have been found. A polymorphism is kind of a recipe change that makes us very unique. Even just one recipe change makes us unique. So think of 100,000.
Mm.
You know, and you think lottery six and 100,000. Can you imagine how variable our bodies are?
Yeah.
And so for us to believe that we can just do cookie-cutter programs, I mean, it's ridiculous in a way.
Right, right.
So that's why I think this is where I really think different for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to, through testing and interviews and long questionnaires, figuring out each person's uniqueness
mm-hmm.
and what their, you know, strong points are, what their weak spots are, and really help them with that.
Right, right.
And so the vitamins are designed, you know, like, for example, we have like 10 different, you know, when somebody has, for example, blood sugar problems or diabetes, we have special preparations for that. If somebody has cholesterol problems, that's a, you know, different protocol for that. Somebody like Danielle, who works with us, used to be inflamed with all these inflammatory conditions,
mm-hmm.
you know, lupus, fibromyalgia, all this stuff.
Right.
We have a special inflammatory program. And then within these programs, you have uniquenesses with each person, you see?
Yes.
Because what I've experienced when, you know, you can have, let's say, constipation. Somebody doesn't have a bowel movement every day. We all know we need to have at least, when we eat, it should come out, right?
Yes.
And if it's not coming out, we need to figure out what to do.
It's an emotional issue, too. You're not letting go.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So what I found, like, many years ago, you know, can one person, you can say, you know what, have bran in the morning. You know, have some oat bran and get more fiber in your diet. Ooh, thank you, Feline. Now I have bowel movements.
Oh, good.
But you do it on the other 9 people, and it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the other person and go, like, you know, I think you need to drink more water. And suddenly when they drink more water first thing in the morning, you know, they drink 8 to 16 ounces of water, and suddenly they have bowel movements.
Yeah, and a stick of dynamite is what some people need. What do you do for those people?
Take the dynamite.
Be very careful where you light it.
Seriously. So, but the point I'm making is then, see, again, even just by normal programs, not every person needs the same approach for the
exactly.
same complaint. You
right.
know?
Exactly.
So,
and you're also very good with, I'm trying to think of the proper term for it. It's bioidentical hormone replacement.
Yeah.
Is that what you do?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
With
or
the help
the
of Dr. Law, this is a coordinated effort, you know, with between the testing and what somebody needs.
Uh-huh.
And remember, here comes genetic in place, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with hormones, I do believe people should be more thoughtful because hormones are being metabolized also by your liver.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do, it's kind of amazing. I went to a gynecologist not too long ago for my checkup.
Mm-hmm.
And frankly, I hadn't gone for a while. I consider myself very healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But I had done a hormone test, and there's 3 different estrogens, you know, E1, E2, and E3.
Yes.
And E1 is considered the quote-unquote bad estrogen, which
mm-hmm.
is called estrone.
Mm-hmm.
And what they found, that there's a good and a bad estrogen here.
Mm-hmm.
And if you, you know, most gynecologists still don't even do this test.
No, they don't even know.
When I actually walked in there and she says, well, I never heard of this 2,16 alpha-hydroxyestrone.
Yeah.
And I explained to her that this is a good and a bad estrogen, and it's mm-hmm. very important to check that. You know how you have good and bad cholesterol?
Yes, yes.
Well, you have good and bad estrogen.
I know. I got my report from you. I heard all about it. I know about it. And you gave me something really wonderful to help equalize. You know, as you're going through regenopause, as I call it, you go through estrogen spikes, and, you know, eventually you will level out. But the one thing that you prescribed for me was 7-ketozyme, if
yes.
I'm saying that right.
And that's the 7-ketozyme, and that's actually very clever. This is actually was originally developed in Germany, and, of
mm-hmm.
course, I'm not going to push now my German thing here.
No, uh-huh. It's all good. It's all good. Very strong people.
Okay.
And
but 7-ketozyme was developed in Germany. What's unique about this is actually a form of DHEA that stops where you don't stimulate estrogen production, because in some women, no matter what you do, you do not want to mess with estrogen.
Yeah, it could also cause bad testosterone to take place.
Correct.
You can end up with hair loss and all kinds of other things, grow a beard, know, and you don't want
to have a very deep voice and
very
become
deep.
A man.
Yes, yes. Well, we're coming up on the end of our Spiritual Hollywood Hour, and Feline, my goodness, this hour passed by so fast. You have been such an awesome guest. Thank you for making time. And I just want to close with just whatever's on your heart that you would like to say. This is a global internet show and many, many people listening. What would you say to people? What's on your heart right now with this opportunity?
Well, what I would say is get your basics and exercise. You know, eat more organic, fresh fruits and vegetables. You know, get enough sleep. You know, get, you know, some checkups, preferably with somebody that is really interested in your health and is proactive and you yourself proactive. You know, drink your water. Get your basics in.
Mm-hmm.
Change your life.
Mm-hmm.
Demand more for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and don't believe in aging. You know what
yes.
I mean? If you exercise, look at Jack LaLanne. He's mm-hmm. 100 years old. He's more buff than most people.
Yeah.
You know, he exercises 2 hours a day.
Yeah.
I walk an hour every day. As a matter of fact, Danielle, she's walking with me every night. She's my witness here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I walk Fryman Canyon every day up and down the hill.
I love that canyon.
Oh, I love
That's
it.
That's awesome.
You know, and you know how old I am, and you know I don't look
I know
like
how young you are.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't believe in aging.
Yeah.
That's really my bottom line personally. And I wish people would feel the same way. It's an attitude. It's a dedication.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, and have fun in life.
It's a vitality.
Yeah.
You don't have to die.
You do not have to die.
Nobody does.
But you have to pick yourself up. You know?
Exactly. And you have to have a mindset of wellness and a mindset of wanting to live. And that's where this emotional contribution comes in, through happiness, and find things to make you happy. Do everything you can to make yourself happy, and balance is key. And here we are at the end of our Hollywood Spiritual Hollywood Hour. And again, thank you, Feline. And go to www.nutricon.com. The phone number there is 866-755-9099. You've just listened to a wonderful 55 minutes of Feline Condola Butcher, my wonderful nutritionist. I'll be seeing you soon. And everybody out there, take a deep breath, stand up really straight, and love yourselves. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye, everybody.